At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So it's great to be with all of you this afternoon. Last week, we had a lot of fun as our principal, Mr. Ocker, joined us to talk about his perspective on Trojan Athletics. And this week, we are pleased to be joined in studio today with our Director of Communications and Marketing, Brian Miller, to talk about the Chambersburg Area School District naming rights and sponsorship program. So before we chat with him for a little bit, let's take a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the courts. So varsity girls lacrosse lost two games this past week to Northern York and State College. Varsity boys lacrosse celebrated their 200th game in program history this past Monday night in what was a great game against State College. In my 5 years here, I think this is probably the best boys lacrosse game that I've ever witnessed and seen, as the team battled back from an 8-goal deficit at halftime to defeat the Little Lions 13-12 in overtime. And Thomas Aliyah actually scored the tying goal as time expired in regulation. So again, congrats to the boys lacrosse team on a great win, and congrats to the program and coaching staff on accomplishing an amazing milestone. Varsity boys volleyball picked up two wins this past week over Central Dolphin East and Altoona. Both were 3-0 victories, in addition to competing in the Central York Kohler Classic tournament. They now sit in 12th place in the District 3 power rankings with an overall record of 5-3. Varsity baseball this past week lost two games to Redland and Central Dolphin. Their game against Greencastle Antrim this past Friday, April 12th, was suspended in the middle of the fourth inning with the Trojans trailing 4-3. Yesterday, varsity track and field split with Cumberland Valley. On the road, the girls won 84-66, while the boys lost a close one, 82-68. Varsity boys tennis is on a two-match win streak as they defeated Mifflin County 5-0 and Cedar Cliff 4-1 this past week. And varsity softball went 2-1 with wins over Redland and Greencastle. Yesterday, unfortunately, they picked up their first loss of the season to Central Dolphin 7-0. In which Sam Gress, an NC State commit, was pitching for the Rams. So now they have an overall record of 7-1, and they remain atop the District 3 6A power rankings in first place. So that wraps up last week's scores. If you want to check out our final scores daily, follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics, as I do my best to post the final scores for our varsity teams each and every evening. So once again, if you are just now tuning in, we would love to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us live here every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30. And once again, I'm joined in studio with our Director of Communications and Marketing, Brian Miller. So Brian, thanks for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here, Jeremy.
So Brian, one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on to an episode of the Trojan Sports Report was to talk about your role as it relates to the naming rights and sponsorship program that was developed and implemented in the fall of 2017. And so athletics oftentimes were the most visible aspect of any school district. Even though we maybe play a pretty small part in the overall budget, I often say it's probably something that gets 99% of the coverage,
sure,
the newspapers and stuff like that. And
yeah,
I think back to our boys basketball banquet that we had a couple weeks ago, and Coach Treffler was talking about his role as the head basketball coach, but is also his role teaching at Hamilton Heights Elementary. And he joked that he has a gym full of maybe 1,000 spectators on a Friday night watching him do his coaching job, teach on the court. He doesn't have anybody in his classroom watching him teach. And so it's kind of just a different aspect of how athletics plays a big role in the district, and how visible it is. So as a result of that and the naming rights and sponsorship program, you and I have worked pretty closely together, to get this thing started and make it become successful. And there are some real tangible benefits that it's been providing our athletic programs, and I think it's going to really continue to provide our athletic programs in the years to come, as well as our student athletes and our district and community overall.
Absolutely.
So I've got 7 questions here. We'll see how this goes.
Great.
I'm talking about them. So first question, tell us about your role here in the district and what your main responsibilities are in relation to marketing.
Sure. Well, again, thanks so much for having me on the program. This is very exciting what you guys are doing with this. I hope everyone is taking the time to tune in and to listen about the great things that are happening with the athletics department. You guys had a great year, right? So
it's been phenomenal.
Pretty awesome. So this is a great time to start something like this and to get that message out there about what's going on. But a little bit about myself. I'm communications and marketing director here at the district. I have two main roles. My job is kind of split down the middle between communications and marketing. As far as communications is concerned, I'm the district media contact, which means I speak directly with reporters on any issues that we may have, as well as reach out to them to promote different events throughout the year. I write press releases about events going on in the district, respond to media inquiries, all that fun stuff. But as it relates to marketing, I'm the head of the naming rights and marketing program at the district. So I work with several board members, as well as you, Jeremy, a couple different administrators to seek out corporate sponsors for locations throughout the district. And so there's a lot of different ways we do that, whether it's just calling somebody, a business on the phone, or handing out invitations to an open house, sending out marketing emails, a whole slew of things that we do to try to let the entire community know about this program.
Definitely, and I've obviously been a part of that, join you in on some of those open houses and meetings as we try to pitch this program to prospective businesses. So what's the purpose behind this whole program, behind naming rights and sponsorship? Where does the money go? Why did this whole thing get started in the first place?
Well, you know better than most about this program, why it was started. You were really the one that kind of put this thing in motion. But the program was created several years ago as a way to provide alternative funding for projects that come up from time to time that are needed for our extracurricular programs. A big example of this would be the resurfacing of the track. Just a huge cost that comes up from time to time. It's really hard to kind of estimate when that's going to come. And it's even harder to budget for that given the large cost of something like that. So, what we wanted to do was find a couple different ways of providing revenue for these types of things that come up from time to time, or we wouldn't have to go to the taxpayers or cut programs that we already have here at the district to cover those things. And so what we did was create a special revenue fund that was approved by the State Department of Education. And this revenue fund is where all the funds that come in through this program go. And the funds, when they come out, have to be used based on a particular set of verbiage that we have in that special revenue fund, and that is for the extra and co-curricular programs for the students. So all the money that comes into this program goes back to the students in some way, so it all benefits them. So it's not going to the general fund. It doesn't get lost there with all the different costs we have in the district. It has a very specific purpose.
So definitely, I mean, you talked about how this fund directly benefits extra and co-curricular activities, but oftentimes when I talk about this program with you or board members or community members, talk about how it benefits the district as a whole as well. And so you talked about how big projects like track replacements or turf field replacements, things that are big ticket items that cost quite a bit of money, and oftentimes it's hard to budget for those things because they are so big and expensive. So oftentimes you see school districts maybe take out bonds or loans to pay for those. And the whole mindset behind this program, kind of why I pitched it to begin with, was we can raise revenue through advertising and sponsorships that in 10 to 15 years when that project comes up, that money's sitting there in that special revenue fund, it's less money that we have to borrow.
Right.
So in turn, that's less money that goes from our general fund budget to debt service.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's less money going to debt service, that's more money to go towards other programs that benefit students as a whole. So there's more money for other programs, teaching positions, instead of it just simply going to debt service.
Yeah,
so fantastic. So that's great that's the big reason why this program was created, just as an alternative revenue source. And I don't think it's something that other high schools aren't doing across the country.
Yeah,
I know we often see naming rights and sponsorships at the college level, the professional level, but it's definitely picking up steam here in Pennsylvania, here at the high school level. I know I'm from Texas, and obviously sports are kind of taking on a whole different animal down there at times with multi-million-dollar stadiums, not just a couple million. They spend like $70 million. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
but
crazy.
They do a lot of this through their naming rights and sponsorships. And so
absolutely,
it's something that we want to bring here to Chambersburg. So kind of as a result of that program, what are the specific benefits to companies if they wish to advertise here in the district? And maybe what are the benefits to our students, the school district, and the community?
Well, as you sort of alluded to earlier on, you know, our schools are really a hub of activity for our community. You can see that if you look at the attendance of some of our events that happen. And it's not just, you know, parents that have students in the district. It's, you know, community members that are just really involved in our schools, in the athletics programs. And, you know, by sponsoring a location, getting signage up, companies get year-round advertising. That not only gives a great opportunity for parents and community members to get exposed to their products or services, but it really allows them to show the community that they're invested in our school. So, you know, that new parent that comes into the community is looking at, you know, trying to figure out where they're going to shop for groceries at, you know, what kind of doctor are they going to use. When they come into our schools and they see that signage there, that kind of makes a big impact on them. That shows, hey, you know what, this company, this organization really cares. They're invested in our school district and they're there. And it's really a win-win scenario for everyone involved. As we were saying, you know, students get more funding for their extra co-curricular programs. Funding is freed up in our general fund. The district isn't always forced to pass that on to the taxpayers. Companies get a tangible marketing benefit that they can use to lead to more prospective customers and increase sales. So, you know, every group that we're talking about here sees a benefit from this program.
So you talked about benefits, tangible marketing benefits.
Absolutely.
So this is more than just a sign on a scoreboard, yeah. More than just a sign on the wall. What are some of those tangible benefits that companies can get as a result of these agreements? And I like to say it's more than just a sign that, you know, we put up and we say we're going to reach back out to you in 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're really building a partnership and a relationship with these companies. That's going to be a win-win, like you said. So what are some of those perks and stuff that those tangible marketing benefits beyond just the sign?
Well, that's one of the really important things that we wanted to stress from the very beginning of this program was that, you know, we've seen, and I'm sure many people have seen, you know, sponsorship availabilities in previous years or at different schools where there's a donation that's given and a sign that goes up. We really wanted to kind of flip that and say, you know, we're not looking for a donation here. We want companies to see some type of a return for their investment that they're giving to us. And so as part of that, we have to be able to provide, as you said, tangible marketing benefits for companies. And so that looks different and a lot of it looks like a lot of different things for different companies. For example, some of those are the perks that we're calling that we include in every single agreement that we have. And these perks are ones that we talk with organizations and say, you know, we would love to get you in front of our crowds that we have at our events. What are some creative ways that we can get you there? Showcasing, again, that you care about the community, but also talking either about your products or services or providing a way for community members or students to maybe win something. An example of this I think that's really cool that we did last year was with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, they had a Kick It. What is it? Kick It to Chicken? Is that what it's called?
Kick It for Chicken.
For Chicken. There you go. Yeah. And so we had the cow out there at one of our varsity football games, and we provided the opportunity for students that were in the crowd to sign up to get chosen to kick a field goal during the halftime of the game. And I was pretty concerned as to whether a student could actually kick that or not.
Yeah.
But as you know, we were there on the field and we had, what was it, three, I think, try.
Two or three.
Yeah.
I think
the first one missed the ball completely.
Yeah.
And so my fears were coming to life in front of all of us. I thought, oh man, no one's going to actually get it. But then we had, I think it was a seventh grader actually kicked the field goal.
It was a ninth grader.
Oh, ninth grader.
Ninth grader. But the way he kicked it though was incredible. I mean, it went up, but it banged off the upright.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in.
Yeah. Amazing.
And I think the crowd went wild. I think Mr. Ocker was probably holding the football during the kick. He was screaming. I think those pictures were pretty fun.
Right, yes, we have pictures of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just a great example of how these companies can get in front of our teams and in front of the spectators at these sports, provide opportunities again for our students to get something. The winner of that contest got a free year's worth of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Amazing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But also they were able to get signups from people, marketing opportunities there, emails, and again, just show some goodwill to the community. So it is a great example of how that's one of the perks that we had that we developed with the company that came in. Another one is with F&M Trust. F&M Trust actually sponsored our entire Trojan Stadium. And as recognition of that, we had their CEO, their president, the head of their marketing departments all come in for one of our games. And we had a presentation of a check. They handed out what was kind of the Trojan equivalent to the terrible towels.
Yep.
It's like a blue.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
And
I think it's something we want to continue.
Right. Yeah.
To make that a tradition.
And it was really cool, too, because they actually had the CEO and the president hand those out.
Yeah.
As people came in, they personally did that. And so, again, they had the branding that was there along with our Trojan. We had the whole crowd, you know, waving the terrible towels with the Trojan on it. We'll have to brand that at some point. But it was just a really cool, again, example of how we can show that goodwill that companies have, as well as, you know, they were there. They had a booth at the game itself. They were handing out marketing materials. So, again, there's some tangible results there that they can fall back on, but as well as the PR aspect of it is showing that, you know, they support the community, they support the Trojans.
So you talked about a couple of the sponsors there. You mentioned them, F&M Trust, Chick-fil-A. Who are our current sponsors, and what other opportunities are still available?
Well, we have five sponsors right now. First Ed Credit Union was our very first sponsor. They sponsored the indoor track at Naming Rights. And for those who are unaware, Naming Rights means that, you know, they are attaching their name to that specific location. So every time we talk about the indoor track in the Cassius Fieldhouse, we use the name First Ed Credit Union Indoor Track. And so they sponsored that, got a sign along with it, as well as a promotional sign above the Cassius Fieldhouse student section. So if you're ever in there for a game, you can see a nice huge sign there for First Ed Credit Union. We also have Patriot Federal Credit Union and Orrstown Bank. Both of those have signs on our Trojan Stadium scoreboard. F&M Trust, as I talked about, is our sponsor of the Trojan Stadium itself, and they have a couple different signs within the stadium. And Chick-fil-A actually is our sponsor for the concession stands for both the Cassius Fieldhouse and the Trojan Stadium. So as part of that, again, we're talking perks. They actually sell chicken sandwiches inside the concession stand as part of our agreement. They provide those at a reduced cost so our boosters can still sell those at a profit. Yep. And use those for the booster clubs, as well as you think of the marketing benefits of that. My goodness, I mean, selling your sandwiches. And from what I understand, they sell out every single game.
Most games.
Most games.
Yeah, most games.
Right. So, I mean, it's an incredible tie-in.
It's kind of cool. We have visiting teams come and they're shocked when they have Chick-fil-A. Right. They're like, oh my gosh, you have Chick-fil-A at the concession stand, and they come running and buy it. So what other opportunities are available besides what you just mentioned?
So we have a number of different locations still within the Trojan Stadium that are available. We have a good many opportunities still left in our Cassius Fieldhouse. The fieldhouse itself can be named. And then we have several spots within the within Cassius itself. So, you know, as part of the naming rights and marketing program, we wanted to be sure that we're respecting the educational process. So we don't have any locations within any of the classrooms. So these are all in common areas. So we have locations like the library, the career tech room, the cafeteria, and a couple different spots. The auditorium is available as well. And a couple of the different ticket booths outside the building, too, are available for sponsorship.
So these are obviously the bigger opportunities,
right. The
ones that are pretty visible. But what's next for the program? Are there going to be smaller opportunities provided, website advertising, something that, you know, not every company can necessarily afford a $5,000 a year sponsorship or naming rights agreement. So what's next for the program?
Well, yeah, just as you said, I mean, we've gotten a good bit of feedback, especially from the local companies, the mom and pop stores that are looking for some cheaper opportunities that they can buy in, because I think a lot of people really want to support, you know, the community, want to support the athletics department, what we're doing here. But as you said, can't really get to that level. And so what we're looking at is a couple different opportunities, smaller sign sponsorships, especially in our Cassius Fieldhouse at different locations. We're always open to adding to our marketing offerings that we have already. Per event sponsorships for things like, you know, homecoming game, or if somebody just wants to say, hey, you know, the third varsity game of the football season, you know, we wanted to sponsor that game, set up a marketing booth just for that one.
Yep.
Those are things we're working on right now. Also, like you said, the website, you know, that is a huge draw that we have. You know, we've been working with a marketing firm out of Pittsburgh that actually handles advertising for different companies or different school districts specifically. And they have taken a look at our website and have gotten back to us a couple of the different key identifiers about, you know, how many people we have coming to the website. You have hundreds of thousands of people visiting our website each year, and so there's a huge marketing benefit there. So we're working with them to create a proposal where we'll have different locations on the website that, you know, we can have ads up for a year or half a year or however that looks. And we're hoping to have that program up and running by the beginning of the next school year. And so we're trying to be creative about it. We're trying to look at every opportunity we can, again, to provide companies these benefits and our students the benefits of this increased funding as well.
Awesome. So there's businesses out there listening to this. They've heard about the naming rights, the opportunities available. How can they get in touch with you if they're interested?
Well, I'd say if you're interested, the first place to go would just be going online. We have a special page set up on the district website. It's www.casdonline.org/sponsors. There you can find a full listing of all the locations that we have available, as well as a description of the program. We have a couple media links there of different articles that were written in the media about the program and some of the agreements that we've made. A sample of our agreement document is on there. And so you can get a real, I think, a great sense of what the program's all about by going there. But if you'd like to talk to me directly, I would love to talk to anybody who's interested in this. My email is brian.miller@casdonline.org. Or you can call my office number at 717-261-5663. And also, I would like to add, we have a very special event coming up on May 1st. In just a couple weeks, we are having our second annual open house for this program from 5 to 6 p.m. right here at Cash's, where we'll be talking about, again, going and doing an overview of the entire program, talking about the benefits, some of the smaller opportunities we're going to be opening up soon, and doing a full tour of the different locations that we have. So if you're interested in this, you're not sure if you're ready to bite or not, this is a great place, a great time to come and just see all the actual locations we have and see the different signs that we're offering for organizations and businesses.
Okay, so you heard it here first. If you're a business or organization in the Chambersburg area and would like to learn more about the naming rights and sponsorship program and how that can benefit your business and the school district, please reach out to our Director of Communications and Marketing, Brian Miller. So Brian, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure to be here.
All right, so again, if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We're going to look ahead at events coming up later this week before we wrap up today's show. And again, just a reminder, due to the, for time's sake with this show, I'm only going to discuss the varsity schedules. So for today, Wednesday, April 17th, varsity boys tennis is at Cumberland Valley at 4 p.m. Varsity girls lacrosse is at Mechanicsburg at 4:15 p.m. Varsity boys lacrosse hosts Mechanicsburg at 6 p.m. in Trojan Stadium. Varsity boys volleyball hosts Cumberland Valley at approximately 6 p.m. in the Fieldhouse, and varsity baseball will finish their suspended game at Greencastle at 4:15 p.m. as they were trailing 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 18th, varsity softball hosts Central York at 4:15 p.m. at Norlo Park, and varsity boys volleyball travels to Susquehannock for a 6 p.m. start. There are no events scheduled for Friday, April 19th. On Saturday, April 20th, varsity track and field will travel to Shippensburg University for the 93rd Jack Roddick Invitational, which begins at 9 a.m. On Monday, April 22nd, varsity girls lacrosse is at Cedar Cliff at 4 p.m. Varsity boys tennis is home versus Central Dolphin East at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park. Varsity softball is at Carlisle at 4:15. Varsity baseball hosts Carlisle at 4:30 at Green Township Park. And varsity boys lacrosse hosts Cedar Cliff at 7 p.m. in Trojan Stadium. And then on Tuesday, April 23rd, varsity track and field hosts Harrisburg at 3:45, and varsity boys volleyball is at Carlisle at 6:30 p.m. So I know I quickly ran through that list again. So for a complete list of all events, not just varsity, please visit our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. Two more quick reminders before we wrap up today's show. Once again, we still have a varsity girls basketball position open. We are going to leave that position open online through the end of this Easter weekend. So if you are interested or know of anybody interested in applying, please encourage them to apply by the end of this weekend. And in just about an hour or so, we're going to be celebrating 12 of our Cassius senior student athletes who have made their commitments to continue their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. So we'll be hosting our spring National Letter of Intent ceremony. So stay tuned to our social media accounts and maybe one of the next district e-newsletters to learn about more about them and what colleges they plan to attend. So with that, we're about out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics and check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. Thanks for listening in. We'll be back next Wednesday, April 24th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.